Hang up and try again.
Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
How you doing, Freak Nation? Crasher and yours truly, back here in the Lucas Oil Studios. We couldn't trust the boys one more time without us in the studios. All my beer and whiskey are gone. If you don't know, Freak Nation, we have a very large studio in our abode, and the kids can come here and play. Richard C, Cole, Cody, they can come here and play without us being here. They know all the codes. They know all the secret back doors here at the Freak Nation. And I've noticed that a little bit of my expensive whiskey has dissipated a bit, my friend.
It's called evaporation.
I can't hear Crash. What's going on? I don't hear Crash.
Am I not on mic? That's called evaporation, Kenny. So that just happens naturally. That's why we have toxic rain. It's okay. Whiskey rain these days.
Again, here's the fact, Freak Nation. By the way, a lot of stories coming out in NASCAR that we're going to hit shortly before I make my point. Crash could watch Cole take a hatchet to my leg, chop it off, and then eat it. And I would say, what the hell? Cole just chopped off my leg, Crash. You saw it. And she would go, no, he didn't. He didn't do it. No.
Stop.
She never takes my side. Never.
That's marriage, right? Isn't that marriage? It's a marriage.
No, not when it's obvious.
What are you talking
whiskey
about?
Whiskey doesn't evaporate like
I
that,
I know
Crash.
That, Kenny. I was then joking.
Then say, hell yeah. We saw freaking Cole balls deep in your freaking Canadian club, man. All right? Damn it.
We were dancing on the table. Having a grand old time here.
Yeah, I was celebrating the SVG win since I'm the big number one SVG fan in the entire country. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We got our free chicken nuggets from Wendy's. We were drinking all the alcohol. Yeah, it was a good time.
Great.
But that was an amazing show, too.
I'm sure you guys probably got some Amici's pizza delivered, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Speedy delivery, courtesy of me.
Yeah, that makes Kenny jealous.
And didn't we talk about this before we went on our fall break with our lovely daughter that we're going to try and work something with Amici's and the Cup race here in Phoenix? Didn't
we talk about that? We not on air. That was off the airwaves. Yeah, right. So, right. Spoiler alert. We'll see.
We got to figure something out. Richie, you having a good hair day, my friend? You're not wearing
your know. Yeah, here's the thing. Okay. I have a wedding to attend this weekend. And so I got to make sure the hair's looking good for this weekend and the wedding coming up this weekend. So.
Are you in the wedding?
I'm not getting married, y'all. Okay? It's not me getting married. I am in the wedding, yes.
Oh.
I am a bridesman again. Yeah.
Bridesman.
Who's getting married?
One of my good friends, Kat, my former roommate.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doesn't she have a secret love child from you?
Oh my God, no! Jesus. No, she's got a terrific 9-year-old daughter.
Yes,
who's great.
It's awesome.
I can't believe she's getting married. Wow, this is good.
Richie, please, I want a picture of you in your bridesman outfit.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna look so flipping good.
I bet. You gonna shave?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to come over and help me?
No,
I got a little stubble going on.
I can't get you to wear makeup. You think I'm gonna ask you to shave, bro? Anyway, congratulations on that, Richie. Good hair day. Cole, I guess with a pretty shitty hair day, you're wearing a lid.
I'm due for a haircut happening tomorrow before my Vegas trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Cole Cusimano taking the freaking Mayflower to Vegas.
Mayflower?
The Mayflower Mustang.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mayflower with this freaking stupid damn hurricane coming in from south of the border.
Priscilla Presley Hurricane. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's down to a tropical storm. We could all luck out.
Can I make a joke?
Yes.
And probably offend half our audience?
Nope.
Here we go.
I mean, why not? We're speed freaks. Why not? Come on.
Why can't ICE go arrest this goddamn hurricane? It's enough said. All right, Freak Nation. We're going to leave it at that.
Really?
Straddling the fence right there.
Okay.
NASCAR, race manipulation, what? Also, the lawsuit, gets even heavier when Crasher and I are out of the country and actually in the country at times. What?
What are you talking about?
We were out of the country, man. We were in freaking Canada.
Oh, yeah, we were. I feel like Canada is us, and we are Canada.
Oh, here, I can make another political statement if you want me to, Crasher.
No, I don't. I forgot about that. Yes, Niagara
kick
Falls.
Kick our ass, saying, you're not going to make this the 51st state, you bastard.
That's not what I meant. I just love Canada. People are so nice. I just feel at home up there.
Put Cody, I want a close-up of you, my friend.
Oh, boy.
Where are you, Cody? Turn Cody's mic up.
Turn him up.
Cody, did you miss us?
I mean, we haven't laughed this hard in a minute, so it's nice to have you back.
Got it. Oh, and no. I will say this, man, real quick, Richie, my sister, who's a huge fan of yours and the Freak Nation, made a comment about, again, her feed, she gets all the Speed Freak stuff. Her feed had, it was either last Wednesday or Sunday night when you wore that snappy Lucas Oil polo.
Oh, it was Sunday, baby, last
and
Sunday.
You didn't have a hat on. She said, man, she made a comment about that. She's like, what happened to Richie?
You know, it's a new me, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm. It's wedding Richie.
We're like several weeks away from the championship being decided here in Phoenix. I got to start looking good for the final championship race at Phoenix Raceway.
Got it.
Yeah. For now. For now.
So for now. That's right. That's right. It will come back. It'll probably rotate.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. But hold on a second. You just revealed something there. So your look, your new vibe is not just about an upcoming wedding. It's about this new Richie.
Gotta look good for NASCAR, man. Gotta stay in their good graces. You know, I can't be showing up to NASCAR championship weekend look like a bum. They're gonna take away my credential.
And you're the shill. So clearly you need to look good because you are the NASCAR shill of the Freak Nation.
So, Freak Nation, we got a lot of things to hit during this show. And again, don't forget every Sunday night on the Freak Radio Network and, of course, on YouTube, Facebook Live. It is Speed Freak Sunday night, 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. We get a full 2 hours of the Freaks. Usually on Horsepower Hump Day, we try and hit around 60 minutes, depending on how much we got to talk about. We got a lot of things to talk about here with the Freak Nation, including, again, Crasher, I was touching base. Do we want to go lawsuit first? Where do we want to go first? You know what? We're going to have to break here in about 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
There's a lot more to talk about with the lawsuit than 3 minutes. So, manipulate my butt. Let's go. I'm just saying, let's talk about race manipulation. What? I'm just saying, let's talk about race manipulation.
Oh, welcome back.
Grandfather said he'd be back in a minute. Grandfather Petty still wasn't impressed. Don't unload until he comes back, my grandfather said. For about the fifth time.
Oh, you're going to read story time to us.
What a show so far, guys. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a couple weeks. Fall break does wonders for the brain. Let's just say that.
Those Buffalo Bills fans get to your head over there in Canada?
It's the wings. Yeah.
Bro, props to the Buffalo Bills fans. We were there for, 24 hours maybe?
Yeah.
And I saw more Buffalo Bills jerseys in that tenure than I've seen in my 13 years. How long have we been here? 12 years. What the hell's going on
here? Talk about it in Phoenix?
12 years in Phoenix of Cardinals jerseys.
Oh. I mean, there's no culture out here, so.
There's a lot of culture, Cole.
Sports culture.
Okay.
Sports culture.
Yeah.
Suns. Yeah.
Oh, listen, man, you don't want me going off on this, man. I've already pissed off the Cardinals. I pissed off the Diamondbacks when we were doing our daily. Richard C. knows all too well about that.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Go in there and just talk about coming in with a sledgehammer.
But let's be honest. They deserved the hatred that we gave them.
It wasn't hatred, Crasher. It
air
was
quotes
calling
hatred.
A spade a spade, man.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Damn. Cardinals are the worst run organization in the NFL.
I beg to differ. As a Jets fan.
But at least the Jets have culture.
No, they don't.
They have a fan base that's pretty serious.
It's New York sports, I guess.
That's true. Again, at my age, it tells you how old I am when I still think, who's the one player that you associate with the Jets?
Broadway Joe.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
You know,
that's our only claim to fame.
Curtis
and the
Martin,
butt fumble.
Baby. Come
of course. Oh, I mean, obviously, if you're a Jets fan.
Yeah, not if you're...
We got the butt fumble. We got Broadway Joe and Seeing Ghosts. That's about it.
Oh, speaking of, how about that development with freaking Sanchez?
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
God.
And, well, to put a racing tie into it, he's hired Jim Voiles, I believe. Big racing attorney. So, yeah, let's see how this turns out.
Holy smokes, Freak Nation.
Yeah.
What's the show about again?
I forgot.
That's why I put the racing tie-in. Mark Sanchez has gone IndyCar.
True. It happened in your neck of the woods, too, in Indy.
Happened in Indy. So. Hence why Jim Voiles. Let's go.
Damn, so there you go, Freak Nation. That's how we roll. For all you folks, how are you doing? For all you just tuning in thinking, man, I came in here to get some freaking NASCAR. NHRA insight. Good luck there, my friend. No, ain't happening. Las Vegas, Talladega, Martinsville, then of course you have Phoenix for your finale. Will this be the last time that we'll see it in Phoenix? I don't think so. I'm about as excited to watch a race at Homestead in person as I am to... I'm not. I'm not excited.
Yeah, we can tell.
No. It's coming back to Phoenix. It's got to come back to Phoenix, man.
I want it to rotate. Phoenix, Vegas. I know that's not a NASCAR track. Phoenix, Vegas, Atlanta, also not a NASCAR track. Just give us some good variety.
Hey,
just
Phoenix,
like the Super Bowl.
Phoenix may be changing. Here's a good transition before we go to break here. Phoenix is getting a little something-something started next year to make the racing a little bit more exciting.
That's right. Good tease.
We haven't even talked about the new horsepower coming into NASCAR. We'll talk about that. The lawsuit... And I think we've been calling it for quite a while that it ain't going away until Michael Jordan gets his way. We'll talk about that. And this new horsepower that NASCAR says they're going to be dropping on the Cup teams for 2026. Not all the races, but we'll tell you what races they plan to drop it on. More Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
General Tire is back with savings when you buy a new set of General Tires.
All you got to do is purchase a set of four qualifying General Tires, and then you get a General Tire prepaid MasterCard for $100 back in your pocket to spend for the holidays.
And when you do purchase that new set of General Tires, they got you covered for that wet fall travel and that snow travel in winter when you're headed to Grandma's.
For all the details on how to get that $100 prepaid MasterCard back in your pocket, go to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Freak Nation.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730, 800-917-8730, 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
I didn't have any. Granted, a lot of folks have been bitching and moaning about how a number of changes that NASCAR should make to make this car and make this series more competitive, put it more in the driver's hands. And one of the stipulations or one of the points of discussion that came up was about increasing the horsepower in these Cup cars. And boom, according to Steve O'Donnell on Dirty Mo Media, he says, "Yep, 750 horsepower is select tracks." Next year. Before we get in, we're going to play a soundbite here in a minute. Before we do that, did anybody else see this coming or hear this coming, or did it just drop this week on Dirty Mo?
I mean, we knew it was coming for weeks and weeks. In fact, in the actual press release from NASCAR, RFK owner Brad Keselowski said, "I am definitely team horsepower." And he was hinting that this was coming 2 weeks ago on the Stacking Pennies podcast. We've known it was coming. We just didn't know when the official announcement is coming. Kind of like with the old NASCAR playoffs changing. Like, we know the announcement is coming. We just don't know when.
Got it. So, do we have the sound? Hopefully you're leading the soundbite there, Richard C.
Oh, no. You need to toss this out. Well, yeah, you can just play it.
Well, hold on. Man, a little rusty here.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. So set it up, Richard C. Steve O'Donnell, who he is, what he was doing, and...
Thank you. Okay, very good. Okay, so Steve O'Donnell, he is the president of NASCAR now because he took that title from Steve Phelps, who was retitled as the commissioner of NASCAR. And we got the official announcement on Wednesday that NASCAR would be increasing horsepower from 670 to 750 horsepower on select tracks that are under a mile and a half and on road courses. And he made the announcement with Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the Dale Jr. Download, Dirty Mo Media. Here we go.
One of the reasons why he came out here today. I guess there's a change that's been discussed and been debated for a while now about horsepower with this car.
So why 750? Why not 800? Why not 1,000? So if you look at where we are today, where we can go without completely changing over the industry. And so whatever you do, you want to make sure that if you're going to change the horsepower within the car, you got to match it up with the aero, you got to match it up with your braking. All these different things come into play. We hear the fans, we hear the industry. Yes, we want to try and see what will work here. If you went beyond 750, we looked at almost $40 to $50 million cost to the industry. And so if you look at our job is, you want to make a call right away, but you got to think about the out years. And so we're looking at Dodge coming into the sport. We're looking at other OEMs coming into the sport and then our current partners. 3-year runway, we didn't want to say, all right, it's 1,000 now and then, just kidding, 3 years from now, we're changing it again. That's hundreds of millions of dollars to the industry. So that's why. And I know fans, who cares about the money? Just do it. But in this case, we want to take a step. We want to marry that up with aero. So we're going to do a test in the off season with at North Wilkesboro.
Yeah,
I think some of the drivers are happy about that. Just looking at what can we do with the tires now. Goodyear stepping up, not perfect, right? But they've taken a step. Yeah. So putting some ideas together, going trying it at North Wilkesboro and see what happens.
So the key there, in my takeaway at least, is he put a price on how much this was going to cost. He said $40 to $50 million.
Industry-wise.
Yeah, industry-wise. Now, I didn't really understand if that was the sport as a whole, if that was just the engine manufacturers, if that was by team.
Right.
But, like, I don't know if you guys had the same thought as I did, which is, like, that's a little bit BS to me, calling cost. Like, oh, we can't do it because we don't have enough money. How much was their TV contract worth?
Billions.
$7 billion.
I actually interpret this.
Cry, we don't have enough money when you just made $7 billion off your TV contract.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't cry poor to any of us. We're not buying that.
Why do you think we're in this lawsuit?
But yeah, exactly. But the way I interpreted that was he said, why 750? Because that was the more cost effective way of going. Again, though, we could go, why are we crying about money? But that was the more cost effective way. If you went above that, and if you went into the 800 realm or the 1000 horsepower realm, then it would be an additional 40 to 50 million. So I still think that the 750 is, it's going to make fans happy, I believe. I think it's going to make teams happy, and it's going to be more cost effective. That's how I interpret that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think more horsepower is always going to be better for the sport. People, fans, drivers, teams have been clamoring for it for years now. This feels like it's more so to appease people and more of a compromise than a full-time solution. What I got from that video, I watched it before, but just now I just picked up on, he called it a three-year out plan. Uh-huh. So are we going to see a new car in 3 years, potentially? Some food for thought there, potentially. I know people aren't too happy with the next-gen car. So that was kind of my takeaway from that as well.
And I also thought of that three-way plan or the three-year plan as, okay, so have you been thinking about this for 1 or 2 years prior to this? And just now you're coming to the conclusion of we're going to do it now. So much to unpack.
But Freak Nation, this isn't on every track for 2026. No. Cole Cusumano, what tracks will they implement this 750 horsepower?
You want the full rundown or just the number of tracks? There's quite a few.
No, just give me an idea.
Well, okay. As Richie said, as they said on the Dale Jr. download, it's tracks under a mile and a half and road courses. And by my count, that's 15 tracks on the schedule for 2026. Among those, I'll name a few here. Phoenix, we got Martinsville, Bristol, Dover, Sonoma. So all tracks of that nature, you're going to see increased horsepower. And I'm curious to see how it works out. I feel like we've had 750, 780 horsepower at Phoenix fairly recently. It didn't change a whole lot. But again, I think this was a move to kind of appease the fans, appease the drivers and teams. So we'll see how it plays out from here. And he also mentioned on that clip, Goodyear stepped up in a huge way. So you can get Goodyear continuing to do their due diligence along with NASCAR now up in the horsepower. It could be a recipe for success in the short term going forward.
Okay, you guys tell me why. And again, let's say I'm just some guy just tuning into this NASCAR show that, look, if you're just increasing horsepower, if you're just increasing the numbers, these numbers that everybody gets, why does the racing change? If this guy has 750 and this guy has 750 or this guy has 500, this guy has 500, why does the racing change?
Because then you need to change the car, like Steve O'Donnell alluded to there, and engineers can take this in a much better direction than I will, but it changes the loads on downforce. It changes just the strength of the tire for everybody.
Yeah, but everybody's still, it's just like you're just moving a marker.
No, ideally, it's going to make these cars slightly harder to drive.
Okay. Which is good.
I agree.
I think the best example of this I can give is Kevin Harvick. Several months ago, I think around the time of Atlanta or some of these other mile and a halves, he was like, listen, these drivers shouldn't be going flat out at some of these mile and a half tracks they are now, because you should have to actually drive the car, and you should actually, with more horsepower, that wouldn't be the case, where you would have to lift and you would actually have to drive the car, because with more power, it's more, you put more on your tires and your tires are going to wear a little bit more. Granted, again, I am not like an engineer by any means, but in my understanding of racing, that's what we would get here. You'll get possibly a more ability to save tires, and having tires become more important, making these cars harder to drive. Now, does 75 plus horsepower do that? We'll find out. And I'm curious to see how this test is going to go. Mm-hmm. And if they get to that test and things don't go like they think they go, if they make another change before the season starts too.
They have that ability. Mm-hmm. They can absolutely do that. I think this will be significant enough.
But it's to get more into the specifics, the way they described it is they're going to put in a larger tapered spacer is what they're calling it. And that's how they're going to get more horsepower out of these current engine package that they have, which I'm thinking the layman was like, well, just make it even bigger. And just give us 800. Like, just a little bit more, man. Just a little bit more. And screw it. And then you can just pay the damn cost.
But listen, man. Someone has got to play devil's advocate with our shill, Richard C. over there. It's just like a toe in the water for me. If you're just testing it at Wilkesboro, why aren't you testing it on an array of tracks, on road courses? Mm-hmm. So you don't crap the bed with just, well, we tested it at Wilkesboro, whatever the hell.
North Wilkesboro.
Wilkesboro. Yeah. Wilkesboro. Mm-hmm. Don't you have to test it at other tracks?
You would think.
Yeah, I would. I definitely agree.
Ideally, but that would cost money too, so you can't do that either.
Yeah, NASCAR's penny pinchers now.
Oh, yes. Yeah, which makes no sense, but okay.
And something else he said in there is isn't he the same cat? Isn't that the Steve that said we don't listen to our fans at one time?
Oh.
Wasn't that the same guy that said we don't listen to our fans?
Meanwhile, this has been coming from the fans, or also from a lot of NASCAR shill shows. But
right.
Yeah.
I just... Oof.
So it's like, we get this as like our little distraction. You were referencing that before the show today, Kenny, right. About this is just their little nugget out there because the NASCAR community as a whole has been so negative. Fans have been so negative. The media is negative. Everybody's so negative about this dang sport now. They're like, hey, here's your carrot. Mm-hmm. Here's something positive. Look over here, guys. Look over here. Yep. While we're still in court, and the sport might be completely ruined by this time next year.
The illusion of distraction. Guys. Yep.
Freak Nation, coming up next, we will, speaking of alluding to, Crasher alluded to our discussion coming up next and this lawsuit that Crasher and I are hanging out in Canada, and we get the text from the group here that, hey, man, we've always wanted to settle.
Yeah, what?
What the hell are you talking about? We'll explain when it comes to this NASCAR lawsuit. Brought upon by 2311 and Front Row Motorsports, where it stands now, where we see it going postseason. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Now, what automobile do you have in the garage? I bet Lucas Oil could keep that thing fat and happy and on the road. From everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking to agriculture, hot rods, classic cars, motorcycles, and marine, Lucas Oil has what you need to keep those engines, interiors, and exteriors looking like and running like they're supposed to be. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com, and find the perfect Lucas Oil product. Keep your rides on the road.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
This is Speed Freaks on Racer Select.
General Tire is back with savings when you buy a new set of General Tires.
All you got to do is purchase a set of four qualifying General Tires, and then you get a General Tire prepaid MasterCard for $100 back in your pocket to spend for the holidays.
And when you do purchase that new set of General Tires, they got you covered for that wet fall travel and that snow travel in winter when you're headed to Grandma's.
For all the details on how to get that $100 prepaid MasterCard back in your pocket, go to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Freak Nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, go to lucasoil.com, lucasoil.com. Before you put that classic in the car and put a cover over it and let it sit there throughout the fall and winter and bring it back out in April of 2026, make sure it's loaded with products from Lucas Oil to keep it warm and happy in the garage. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. We talked about the horsepower increase with NASCAR coming in 2026 at 15 tracks. Cole Cusimano?
Correct. Right. Yes.
Now we're talking about this lawsuit that continues to develop. And as I said, Crasher and I were hanging out in Canada doing our thing up there, watching the rivers flow. And we get the text that looks like NASCAR wants to settle with 2311 and Front Row Motorsports. But I'm in the opinion that Michael Jordan does not want to settle until certain benchmarks are met, and those are huge benchmarks.
I'm in that boat as well.
I don't know how long I've been saying this, Richie. I know that you put it up on social that I said there's no way that NASCAR opens up their books and things. I think everybody's been saying that now. Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, they never want to open the books to show how much freaking money these guys are making. So that was my whole penchant for believing that NASCAR would not allow this to go to the track, go to court. Again, do you really need a 47-foot yacht? Can you just maybe go 45 feet, NASCAR? And that would come out in their books. I joke. So here's my point, Freaks. I believe, like I said, Michael Jordan is going to want to take this deep till certain benchmarks are made. Crasher, you agree with me?
Absolutely.
Cole Cusimano, I don't know about you. Richie, I don't know about you. But did this development surprise you, Cole Cusimano?
No.
To come out now?
No, it doesn't. And I'll be honest, like looking through all the claims and whatnot from NASCAR throughout this process, they've said numerous times they want to settle. So I believe they want to, but I think they want to settle under their terms. Yep. And MJ and Denny and everyone at FRM is not going to want to settle under NASCAR's terms.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they've been transparent about wanting to settle, but it's their terms, their way or the highway. So it doesn't surprise me at all, no.
I truly do wonder if we will get to trial in December and books will force to be open. Holy crap. I think there's actually a greater chance than some people are giving it. I think we really might be going there because I'm with you. I don't think MJ is going to, he's not going to do any sort of settlement unless the bar is way high. And it's not looking that way right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Richie or Cole, you guys go ahead and chime back in.
I completely disagree with you, Kenny. This thing is not going to trial. There is no chance in hell. When I posted,
wait, I didn't say it's going to trial.
Well, it's either a settlement or a trial.
No, you said Michael Jordan is going to push this thing as long as he can.
I took that to mean. No, he's not. No, let me back.
I'm thinking it's going to trial.
Okay, I don't think it's going to trial. I think it's going to be settled, but with these benchmarks that Michael Jordan is going to set so high that NASCAR is like, okay, we got to go with this.
So then do you have an idea what those benchmarks may be? Because there's one and only one that Denny, Michael, Front Row have mentioned many, many times previously, which is the current charter system that all the other teams signed is a short-term charters.
That would be a moot point for Michael Jordan to settle.
Yeah, they are leasing. They are leasing these charters essentially right now. Mm-hmm. And Michael Jordan and the other teams want them to be full-time charters. They want to exist for permanent charters.
Mm-hmm.
If they get that, this is over. Mm-hmm. I think that's all they've ever wanted. And NASCAR has never budged on that.
That's
and they need their charters back. That's kind of a little.
And as we were saying in the pre-show meeting, Michael Jordan, it will be such a rock star to these other owners who didn't have the balls to step in there and take this on like they should have. Richard Childress, Joe Gibbs, Roger Penske, Trackhouse, Joseph Reddick Hendrick.
Yeah, we learned through this
that guys.
Rick Hendrick's real first name is Joseph.
I mean, you think Michael Jordan is highly regarded as the greatest closer in sports now? These guys are going to be, you talk an overused term over the last 8 months, talk about bended knee. These guys will be on both knees when Michael Jordan gets this thing pushed through.
I love you, MJ.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy Nikes
Here's
forever.
Another thought. Joe Gibbs, he doesn't have any side hustles. He's all in with Joe Gibbs Racing. Roger Penske to a degree, yeah. Trackhouse, they're all in. Hendrick, they're all in. Michael Jordan, he's not all in. This guy,
this
is a hobby for him, man. Mm-hmm. He makes $50, $60 million off of just selling freaking shoes.
That. He even said that in the league text. He was don't need this. I can just F off and go hang out on my boat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's the worst thing for NASCAR.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All these other owners are beholden to what NASCAR wants, as evidenced by that sign it by midnight or else, mm-hmm. Without even giving them 48 hours notice to let their attorneys look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond me that these grown-ass men who are worth, with these leased charters, millions and millions of dollars, would be so manipulated by something was so obvious that we got you by the short hairs.
It's wicked. It's completely wicked. It's the way motorsports has been run, and Michael's here to make that change. We'll see how far he can go in making a permanent change. Wow.
So, there you go. That's where there might be other. Again, I've said this for a while too, and I haven't picked up anybody else saying this. Tell me if I'm wrong. Where O'Donnell and Phelps, this would have been a done deal a long time ago, because it actually came out that O'Donnell said something to the effect of, "Do we want to go back to 1996?"
Right.
Which basically said, "We got to figure this thing out because we're going to look like idiots here."
Yeah, he clarified that when he was on with Dale Jr. on Wednesday. And I'm going to read from Jeff Gluck's summation here real quick. He said, Steve O'Donnell also commented on his text messages that came out in the 2311 front row court hearing. The way it was presented in court was, I said, F the teams. I didn't say that. The context was, if we did this deal the way it was, I felt like it would be an F to the teams. I was defending the teams to my boss, which is Jim France. Says Jim France told him after the text came to light, I don't hire yes men. I hire people to tell me what they feel is right and how do we get to a good deal. I don't hire yes men. LOL. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if Steve O'Donnell was given the ability to make change himself, it would have already been done. So, Jim, it's still on you. Even though Steve is telling you one thing, you're still going to do whatever the heck else you want to do. Such a
Cole Cusumano. We got a break here shortly. Yeah, we got a break. I want to bring this up. Cole Cusumano, what do you think about this? Your Major League Baseball commissioner, your NFL commissioner, NBA commissioners, think about their job. And then, of course, hey, NASCAR has their own commissioner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Phelps.
Helps.
Correct.
Yeah.
He's more of a talking head, it seems like, at this point.
Yes, he is. The commissioners represent the charters, meaning the Clippers, the Brewers, the Cowboys. Really? Steve Phelps is going to represent Joe Gibbs and Hendrick? I'm just showing you how this doesn't make sense, Freak Nation. It just does not make sense.
It is now. It doesn't make sense. Can Michael Jordan make those changes to make it make sense?
And it's in the long run, it's better for you as a fan that these owners get these charters permanently, not least. Freak Nation, so many things to hit in this next 20 minutes that we're here live on the Freak Network. And one of the numbers that Crasher brought up during this break was the, was it last 20 years, Crasher?
Oh, goodness. And now I'm not going to be able to credit who I should on Twitter. I saw this tweet earlier this week in which over the last 20 years of NASCAR champions, only three champions in the last 20 years did not come from Hendrick, Penske, or Gibbs. And those teams no longer exist. That would be Stewart Haas Racing, gone, and Furniture Row, currently in the lawsuit, no charter. Right. Whoa. And then Cole added to it, huh, guess who the three teams are in the final eight? Hendrick, Penske, Gibbs. So for 21 years now, we're only going to get champions aside from three. So it'll be now 18 of the last 21 years that a champion has come from Hendrick, Penske, or Gibbs.
Quick correction. Yeah. Furniture Row. You said Furniture Row. They no longer exist. They folded.
I was thinking Front Row, Furniture Row. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for doing. Yes, you're right. Front Row is, Furniture Row, gone. It's Front Row that's in the lawsuit. Thank you. Yeah. Crazy though. That's just.
And quickly, Cole, to touch on what we talked about before we went to break was the whole commissioner role of Steve Phelps in the traditional sense of professional sports. He's not a commissioner. If you want to compare it to NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, NFL.
Right. I mean, I just feel like NASCAR is not like a commissioner-run type sport.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's just a weird label, and that's nothing against Phelps. I think he's a great leader for the sport, a great ambassador for the sport. His role needs to be more defined, and commissioner might not be that, that you know?
But liaison!
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
This is Speed Freaks on Racer Select.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
General Tire is back with savings. When you buy a new set of General Tires,
all you got to do is purchase a set of four qualifying General Tires, and then you get a General Tire prepaid MasterCard for $100 back in your pocket to spend for the holidays.
And when you do purchase that new set of General Tires, they got you covered for that wet fall travel and that snow travel in winter when you're headed to Grandma's.
For all the details on how to get that $100 prepaid MasterCard back in your pocket, go to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Freak Nation.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
This is Speed Freaks on Racer Select.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
All right. One thing I want to clear up is that, as we said in the lawsuit, I believe we would not be in the lawsuit, at least this deep, if Steve O'Donnell and Steve Phelps had more free reign to settle this thing. Okay, mm-hmm. There's one.
Agreed.
Two, it seems like to me that there is some subversive conversation going on with those that collect a paycheck or indirectly collect a paycheck from NASCAR that they're angling towards going back to the old point system. I'm not saying next year, but there's just too much discussion that I'm hearing of individuals that collect a paycheck from NASCAR in some form or fashion.
So the actual NASCAR shills?
Call them what you will. Look, okay. We've all got to make a buck. I get it. I think they're angling towards going back to the old point system, which will be a huge freaking mistake, calling it here. And then for some, tell me that freaking Siri and computers and our phones don't listen. They listen to my freaking brain. I don't know how it came up, but on my feed on Insta or TikTok, there was that soundbite from freaking Carl Edwards that came up many, many years ago about stage racing and how we've talked about, dude, just get rid of these freaking stages. And the manipulation of the race with these stages that Carl Edwards brought up just before they started to implement these things. And he said, look, so you're telling me, and this, he's talking to the press about this, you're telling me that you're going, the only times when you flag this race are cautions, reds, and greens, whatever. So you're telling me that at lap 500 or lap 50, you're going to drop a yellow flag. So it enables teams to manipulate their race and, again, store different data. So my point to that was, as Cole has said for a long damn time, that let's just start with getting rid of that. Let's don't jump into, come on, man, really? By lap 30, Kyle Larson's going to have this thing wrapped up? And you got, really? How do you think ratings are going to be on a non-network cable network then, like USA Today? You follow me here, Crasher?
Are you basically saying that Carl Edwards was also against stopping the races for stages? Keep the stages, collect points however you think need to happen, but don't throw a caution and a mandatory pit, not mandatory, but a pit stop that comes in, because that's not natural. That's not organic to the race.
Which, that leans towards, I mean, that gives you some of the leeway into that old form of racing. It's just race the whole effing race without having to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Natural, pure racing.
Yes.
So, Richie, I probably teed it up two or three times and kicked it right off the tee for you and your new point system that you would like to establish, right?
I have a solution for you, NASCAR Nation. I have an olive branch to share with you. Because, as we know, the shill I am, NASCAR shill I am, I love the playoff format. I honestly don't think it needs to change. I would be okay with a tweak of maybe making it three races. I'd be okay with that. But I do not have a problem with the one race championship. I think it's great. But my olive branch to you, Freak Nation, is this. You get the entire 36 race point system back. Okay? Everybody seems to want that. All the fans on the polls, 80%, 20%, everybody wants it. Dale Earnhardt Jr. wants it. Mark Martin loves it. He wants it back. And I'm giving that to you, NASCAR Nation. I am giving that to you, okay? I will make that compromise to you. But, oh, here we go. But, here's what I would change. I would only hand out points to the top 10. I would not give everybody points. I would make it essentially a Formula One point system. 25 points for a win, 18 points for second, on down to 1 point for 10th. And that's it. That makes points a premium. Okay, because right now they're not. The 40 points for a win down to one for dead last, that's points aren't at a premium. They don't matter for the most part, except for cutoff races, which they do matter. Other, if you go to the 36 race season and you only score the top 10, points freaking matter. If you DNF in a race, that is going to be huge because you just don't score any and you automatically lose 25 points.
Actually, though, if you DNF, it's going to be no different than finishing 11th, mm-hmm. which is why I love where you're going with this, but I prefer the IndyCar point system in which you have a massive weighted difference of first place gets 40 points, second place is 10 points below that at 30. So, and then there's a drop off to third, but then everybody from fourth to the back, you guys, I think, are separated by 1 or 2 points. I love where you're going with this, but I still feel like a DNF should be less rewarding than an 11th place. I feel like that there needs to be some sort of difference there.
Here's my thing. How many championship contenders are you going to have a season? You're not going to have 25 or 30.
I agree with that.
Five or six. Mm-hmm. So I think 10 is being generous, to be honest. I think 10 is being generous.
I want to go to 20.
Right, because it goes back to what we were saying earlier in the show, which is that there's only four teams that contend for a championship every year.
And
your top four teams and your top eight drivers are the same as last year. So you score the top 10. And we don't, and it makes points at a premium. It'd be a massive change, but you get what you want, NASCAR fans, and you get your 36 race season, and then maybe I'd actually watch some races if you go back to the full season points.
You know what? What we should do is we should take this year's. It's going to take a while. Take this year's slew of races and use your point system and see who would end up being the final eight drivers that we have right now.
I have some time, Freak Nation. while I'm at this, I'm headed to the wedding this weekend. And I'm off. You bet your ass I'm going to be spending hours crunching the numbers to figure this out.
So much for your wedding, Kat. Yeah. He's going to be doing numbers.
I do want to counter with the NASCAR shows because Steve O'Donnell did comment on the NASCAR playoffs on the Dale Jr. Download. So here's a little bit of a rundown courtesy of Jeff Kluck of what he said. Steve O'Donnell, nothing will be announced before the end of the season, referring to any changes that may happen. Thinks the current playoffs potentially hurt star power, which we've talked about earlier in the show. Doesn't like that people talk about the playoffs when someone wins the Daytona 500. Okay.
Because they're automatically in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
First race of the season, you're in the playoffs.
NASCAR needs the drivers to buy into whatever the format is and says NASCAR can't have a format in place to bring in new fans at the expense of the existing fans. NASCAR fans are not like football fans.
True, but how much damage has already been done? That's an uphill climb. But not impossible. But it's an uphill climb.
You got something before I jump
in? Yeah, I like your pitch, Richie, on that points format. However, I think I would increase it to a 15 positional buffer because I think to compete in the Cup Series and to win in itself is a massive challenge at this top level. But even to finish top 10, top 15 is very difficult. It's a very competitive field. And with the current format, we have 16 that qualify. 15, I think, is a good compromise. 10 just seems a little bit too condensed for me, but I like where your head's
There's
at. I love it.
For this, because I looked this up. I was very curious about the different differentiations in point systems throughout NASCAR history. When NASCAR first started doing the point system back in 1949, they did this, and they only handed out points to the top 15. A couple years later, they extended it out to where they only scored points, I believe, the top 25. And they did that until the late 1950s. And then they changed it to where everybody's scoring. So NASCAR has had a system like this before. So there is precedent.
Mm. There we go.
It was 60 years ago.
Yeah. Hey, top 15, though, 50 plus years ago, that's going back to your roots, right? There you go.
There you go.
There you go, NASCAR. Ooh,
that's what they want to do in 2026.
Hmm. Hey, Cole, how much is a touchdown worth in the National Football League or college or high school?
Six points.
How long has that been going on?
I don't know.
A long ass time. Right?
A long ass time. Yeah.
What's an extra point worth? With what? Not two. What extra point? A field goal. What's it?
1 point.
Okay. What's a goal worth in the NHL?
One.
What's a win worth when it comes to your standings
in the NHL?
Yeah.
Two.
Richie, what's a tie worth in the NHL?
1 point.
Okay. What is a win worth in the English Premier League, Richie?
3 points.
Okay. Cole, what's a, let's say you're within the 3 point line. What's a bucket worth in NBA?
Two.
Okay. How many times have these, or what's a home run worth when nobody's on base?
It's one run.
Okay. How many times have these other professional series manipulated their point system?
Probably never.
Fix the freaking product. Horsepower, car, tire, track. Fix that. Listen, I hosted a show on freaking Discovery Network called Zig and Zag Alpha Dog Challenge for 26 shows.
Yeah, you can look it up.
And by the time that first show to that last show aired, we changed the rules up 30 times how these damn dogs were going to win the freaking championship.
Oh, no.
We didn't run through all these instances of, well, what if this happened? What if this happened? No, we just said, bam, let's bring in the dogs and have a good time. Fix the product first before you start manipulating the numbers.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
General Tire is back with savings. When you buy a new set of General Tires,
all you got to do is purchase a set of four qualifying General Tires, and then you get a General Tire prepaid MasterCard for $100 back in your pocket to spend for the holidays.
And when you do purchase that new set of General Tires, they got you covered for that wet fall travel and that snow travel in winter when you're headed to Grandma's.
For all the details on how to get that $100 prepaid MasterCard back in your pocket, go to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Freak Nation. Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
This is Speed Freaks on Racer Select.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
A lot of weeks where it's not fun, and you know, it's just something you have to accept going into it. And
but you're used to winning.
I know,
all the time. You're used to kicking ass.
It's going
to
be tough for sure. You know, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to win. I hope I win, but I'm not going to win starting out.
Random things that pop out of this curtain.
And Michael Phelps and nothing but his Speedo. It's awesome.
Well, I'm not doing that. But
God damn it,
you know, nobody wants that.
Yeah, everyone was like giving me. For years that I couldn't grow a beard or that I was so young, and so I just kind of took it upon myself to like, hey, I know I can grow a pretty good beard.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
What's going on, Freak Nation? Second hour of the Freaks. Coming up, Alex Bowman will be here in the Freak Nation. William Byron will be here in the Freak Nation. And if you missed the Connor Zilich interview, we hope to have, well, we don't hope to have, but we got in the damn can. Connor Zilich on, listen, this guy is on a freaking roll that we haven't seen, frankly. I can't think, Crasher, of our 25 years of a guy coming in on his rookie season full time. I don't care if it's karting. I know it's Xfinity Series. It's not Cup. But a guy to be on such a dominating role like Connor Zilich. Can you think of, does anybody come to mind? A rookie that's doing the bananas S that he's doing?
Jet Lawrence.
Yeah. Okay. Two wheels.
Supercross.
Right.
With two wheels. Yeah. There you go. Jet Lawrence. But when you did change it, if we're going back just strictly to four wheel, have we seen this before? Yes. I mean, you can't say you didn't witness Steve Kinzer and the monstrous stuff that he did back in his day in World of Outlaws. But when you changed it when you said as a rookie, whew, Connor Zilich, amazing, truly amazing.
So again, we ran the Connor Zilich interview last hour. We plan to do it to the tail end of this hour because it's just something special when a dude who's been coming in the Freak Nation the last two and a half years, seeing him have such success in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and again, moving on to the Cup Series next year, as much time as we can spend with the guy, the better. Be sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the website, speedfreaks.tv. Cole Cusimano decided to bring a fly here in the Freak Nation. Cole, can you get rid of that damn Italian fly that keeps jumping on our freaking foreheads?
I wish I could. It's killing me right now. my jets stink that bad that it followed me in here.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
So again, for those of you not in the know, Cole Cusimano and yours truly been hanging out at Worldwide Technology Raceway since Friday night. Cole proceeded to get me pretty freaking lit Friday night with a double vodka tonic. But other than that, we're feeling all right on a Sunday night, Monday morning, depending on what the hell you're watching, right?
Nice.
No mimosas and on the docket this weekend.
Yeah, that's your go-to. But all Cole's had is vodka tonic and vodka tonic. That's it. Right? Or vodka soda.
Vodka soda. Keep it clean. Right. Keep it clean.
Jeez. Holy.
Keep all it right. clean. Meanwhile, his family restaurant, Amici's, in the Phoenix area, they have something called a Dirty Shirley. So much for keeping it clean there, Cole.
Hey, Denny Hamlin, again, he wins Worldwide Technology Raceway. And one of the things that he said post-race interview, what was the comment there, Cole Cusimano?
If you're not on the bandwagon, don't get run over by it.
There it is.
Something to the effect of that. I was on pit road when he said it, but that's just vintage, Denny. I play off Denny. Oh, go ahead, Richie. Go ahead.
No. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I was just thinking. So he came up with the 11 against the world earlier this year. He did the I beat your favorite driver last year, and he came up with this. Do you think Denny Hamlin, like, how does he come up with this? Because there's no way he came up with that on the fly. Like, he just stews. Instead of worrying about actually winning championships, he just comes up with catchy catchphrases to say when he gets out of the car after he wins races. And that was a good one, too.
It was a great
one.
So
I'm not saying it wasn't bad, Denny, but you got to focus on winning championships and coming through in the championship four.
Instead of catchphrases?
Instead of catchy catchphrases, yeah.
I love it, man. It's so great for the sport. I love seeing him win now for that reason. He manufactures these things like it's effortless.
Yeah.
And like you said, maybe he just does it in his free time. But when he's not winning championships, but I love it. I love every minute of it.
He has a full writer's room of people.
I was like, going to say.
All the people on his podcast, they just sit down together after a show and they're like, okay, I need new catchphrases. Hit me.
I would not be surprised because he does have a very good team around him. And yeah, they can think these things up ahead of time. Okay, when you win at Gateway at WWT Raceway, it's the bandwagon phrase. Remember that one from February? Yeah. That's the one you land on him.
But Richie, listening to you talk, and again, all right, we talked a little bit about this in our pre-show meeting. Still sounds like you're not buying the fact that Denny Hamlin is championship caliber, although the dude's got 5 race wins for the season. I'm not going to say he pulled this one out, but you could tell that him and his Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing, he was intent to win this damn thing, but you're not buying it?
I'm not. Not yet, no. There's a reason why Denny Hamlin has been in this sport for 20 years now, 59 race wins, future Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it in the NASCAR Cup Series. But there's one thing missing from his resume, and that's a NASCAR Cup Series championship. And there's a reason why that is missing. He is the Charles Barkley of the NASCAR Cup Series, okay? Which is one of the greatest players of all time, Dan Marino, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, was never able to get over the hump. And there's 20 years to look back on and tell me, in similar circumstances, this Final Four format, that Denny Hamlin is not executed, and he is not championship material. Wins a lot of races. So if you're putting this on a plate for me and you go, okay, Denny Hamlin, 5 race wins this year. Joey Logano, 1 race win, top 10 most weeks, but not really contending for race wins. Who would you rather take? I'm still taking Joey Logano over Denny Hamlin all day to win this championship in 2025.
More of a closer, huh?
Yes.
Logano.
Joey Logano comes through in the clutch. Like, he's your Klay Thompson, he's your Draymond Green, he's your Steph Curry, and then you got Charles Barkley on the other side.
Cole, where was it that Denny Hamlin was talking about, frankly, he's more into race wins and not necessarily a championship for his legacy?
That was over at the Monster Mile, Dover Motor Speedway. That was to be my argument to that, is that he's in the IDGAF mode. He doesn't care anymore about winning the championship. And for that, you're seeing a more loose Denny, a Denny that's going out there and just putting the hammer down and winning these races with ease, it seems like. He leads the series and wins now at 5 in 2025. And I really do believe that this could be the year. I'm seeing all I need to see from this 11 team and Denny Hamlin that they can go out there and win this thing in Phoenix. And I think this is a big step, too, because their short track program with this car, I know this isn't really a short track, but it's a flat track, which profiles very similarly to Phoenix. This could give them a big bump and a lot of data they need to maybe go out there and get that win and the championship at Phoenix in November.
Looking at the things that he says, but more importantly for me, what Cole noted was his demeanor. looking at him at this racetrack when he came in for, was it Saturday afternoon when he got the pole for the race, and then Sunday night with the press conference post-race, I think he's turned the page on that personality directly related to the pressure of winning a championship. And a lot of athletes are the same way. They get so geeked up and so uptight to where that's what really is the main cause. They'll come out and win a number of games, races, throw for thousands of yards, run for thousands of yards. But once they start to tense up, geek up about it, they fall apart. And that's been Denny Hamlin's problem when he's chased that championship. But going back to his demeanor here at Worldwide Technology Raceway, man, we've seen it firsthand at this race. I have. And I think he's got the best chance to do it this year. I mean, I'm stepping out on a limb with that, aren't I? But I know where Richie's coming from. That's what, we said that for 10 freaking years. It's not, he doesn't have championship caliber. He couldn't spell it if you gave him championship and then Cali. But where he is now mentally, I'm sorry, Richard. I think he's got it, my friend.
But see, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, do you want, like, as a championship driver, do you want your driver to come out and say, I don't care about winning championships and still expect to win? No, that's not championship mentality, dude. I'm sorry. Denny, I know. You've been around the sport. That's fine. If you want to focus on race wins, that's fine. But when you come out and you say, I don't care about the championship, you're not going to win a championship. I'm sorry. It's Paul Wolf and Joey Logano. Are they going to say the same damn thing?
My man. He's the man. Pubble.
Are they going to say the same thing?
No, not even close.
No, they're not. But no, that's why they're champions.
Listen, we got to go to break. Denny Hamlin is not my favorite driver. So I don't care if he says, I don't even want to win races. I want to just come out of here and take Progressive's freaking money. I don't care. But if my Dallas Cowboys, if Dak Prescott or Arch Manning comes out and says, I don't care about winning a championship. I just want to win games. I would want to kick their freaking ass. So, okay.
Nailed it. There you go. Right? Case in point.
Yeah, yes. I'll take that. Hey, Freak Nation, you, Denny Hamlin, championship caliber, want to hear from you. Of course, that's Speed Freaks on Twitter, Freak Nation. Coming up, Alex Bowman, William Byron, and again, Connor Zelich joining us here in the Freak Nation. Next, it's William Byron, certainly contending for a championship with a beard and a freaking stuffy. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios. William, what name should I give you?
I mean... Looks kind of like a baby face on that plushie, so I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of looks like Chris Buescher, man.
I can't really tell, but it definitely doesn't look quite like me, but good try.
Just call him Billy. How about just Billy? Little Billy. All right.
Wait. Do you even like the name Billy?
It's okay. That's my dad's name, so.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
General Tire is back with savings when you buy a new set of General Tires.
All you got to do is purchase a set of four qualifying General Tires, and then you get a General Tire prepaid MasterCard for $100 back in your pocket to spend for the holidays.
And when you do purchase that new set of General Tires, they got you covered for that wet fall travel and that snow travel in winter when you're headed to Grandma's.
For all the details on how to get that $100 prepaid MasterCard back in your pocket, go to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Freak Nation.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Come on up in just moments, Freak Nation. William Byron will be here with the Freaks. But first, this segment brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil. Do yourself a favor, Freak Nation. Go to lucasoil.com. Check out a line of products to keep your rides fat and happy. Two-wheel, four-wheel, bam. Make sure your engine is humming. What about the exterior of your car? Yeah, man, Lucas Oil Speed Wax. lucasoil.com. We caught up with William Byron, finished 11th Worldwide Technology Raceway Sunday afternoon. We caught up with him, talked about a number of things, Freak Nation, including his perfect beard and a stuffy. That's right. William Byron, contending for a championship, joins us now. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios. Freak Nation, William Byron joining us here in the Lucas Oil Studios this weekend. And William, you're probably not in the know the fact that we're celebrating 25 years of Speed Freaks. When you were born, we weren't born yet, but you were 3 years old, I think, in 2000. And I got to say, we've had the biggest names in sports, music here in the Freak Nation, but not one time, William, have I had a freaking doll of Tony Stewart or John Force or anybody else. I've got a William Byron doll here on set, buddy. You should feel pretty privileged about that.
Yeah, that thing looks good. Good toy to have.
You bought it at Phoenix last year, or our employees bought it at Phoenix last year, and this year, and you've had it in studio. It usually sits right, know what? It sits right next to Bluey in Kenny's set behind him. So, yeah, it's got good company.
William, when things like that come out, are you able to sit down and help them design the plushie or artwork that involves your face?
I had no say in that. I actually found out about those plushies. I think one of my friends sent me an Instagram message and said, "Hey, have you seen these?" So, that's pretty much how it came about for me. But the other one that's been popular with some people is the RC car. So the RC car, actually, I have one. I have yet to open it, but I have it. And, some of my friends say that it's great, has good speed. So maybe I'll try it soon.
Wait a second. So you're telling me you've never opened that? You've never played with it in all your free time? I'd be on that thing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday if I were you.
Yeah, just too much going on. Building too many Legos. I don't know. Just been busy. But I looked at it for a good bit, and I've yet to get it open, but hopefully soon.
You did, okay, we're talking about you being busy. You did do another run in New York City, is that correct, as part of the regular season championship? I mean, because you do have a lot going on. Meanwhile, there's 10 races of a playoff that you need to focus on, but you do have a lot of other things on your schedule.
Yeah, I actually just went up there. My sister lives up there, so we actually just had a fun night and went to the U.S. Open. So that was a good time, enjoyed that, and it's a pretty easy flight from Charlotte. So, you know, just get into Newark there and took off the next morning.
William Byron joining us here in the Freak Nation. And William, I've been a strong proponent for drivers that run cars at 200 miles an hour. If you're a funny car driver, 330 miles an hour, that sometimes their personalities don't match their necessary driving skills. But I'm bound to determine to find that deep down party atmosphere with William Byron. I heard some of it with Kevin Harvick talking about you're diving into some music, a sports psychologist. And then I see you mother effing Herm, a spotter, last week in Darlington, said, that's the Byron that I want to know about, buddy. Let's see it and hear it more. Come on.
I can't take credit for that. That was my crew chief. He gets pretty fired up. So he was mad in practice there. We had a car pull out in front of us, Chris Buescher. And that was definitely a little bit of a risky move on their part. That was coming with the big run, but they, I think they just didn't know we were there. So, but no, I can't take credit for the emotion of it, but definitely, I like to have my fun. I don't show much on social or just in general around my job. I try to just do my job and do the best I can, but, I have plenty of fun with my friends and stuff during the week, but yeah, it's a competitive environment. So I try to stay pretty locked in.
You know, Jimmy Johnson, he won a few championships, and early in his career, a lot of folks called him vanilla. The guy just, you know, he didn't show a whole lot of emotion. He kept it even keel. And then he started to blossom, started to get pissed off at people, wasn't afraid to show it. Are there times when you want to push that button in the car to talk back to your crew chief and say something derogatory about a driver, and you go, half the world's going to hear what I have to say about my teammate Kyle Larson or somebody at RFK?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, there's always those moments for all of us nowadays. They just don't get caught on necessarily on, whatever channels. But yeah, I mean, everyone has their vents and frustrations, but good thing is the HBO Max cameras, they capture everything nowadays. So not much you can hide out there.
I like how you said good thing. So you're cool with that, with the HBO Max cameras and being all up in your grill.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's educational. Like if I want to go back and watch a race or look at a move somebody made, I can study those in-car cameras. So it's a very good tool for us. You know, we didn't used to have that. Only like three guys had in-car cameras in the past. So now everyone having one is pretty good.
Freak Nation, he's in the NASCAR playoffs, one of 16 drivers hoping to move on to the next round. William Byron joining us here in the Freak Nation. And William, I asked Raja Karus this recently about sim racing versus, of course, actual on-track racing. But I didn't ask him this. Do you have drivers that were born and bred on the racetrack and then go into the sim? Do you have drivers that are brick-and-mortar drivers, as I call them, come up to you, how you got your start with sim racing, and asking you about techniques on track or feel on track?
Yes, a lot during COVID. Yes, like during COVID, everyone was doing the iRacing stuff, and they were trying to figure out how to do it because I was the so-called expert. So that was a big question, you know, during COVID for sure.
Probably can't tell by this interview, but we prepare for these interviews, Freak Nation. And I was thinking about this, that I don't care if it's the NBA, National Football League, Major League Soccer, hockey. There isn't a more lifelike simulator than what you guys use in professional sports, which can give cats like yourself, if you could adapt to it so quick, an advantage over other drivers that may refuse to do it or at least be reluctant to do it. How have you found that that's helped you over drivers that were not part of sim racing early on?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I think it helps, but it's also, you just got to know what tools to use. I mean, some guys don't do sim at all. Some do a lot of it. Some do a lot of it with their teams. So, I mean, I'm kind of in the middle, honestly. I don't use it that much, but I do help. I do feel like it's helpful sometimes.
Meanwhile, you just called yourself a so-called expert. High so-called expert that happens to grace the cover of NASCAR 25. That has to be a little bit like, whoa, outside the body looking in.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, definitely cool to be on that cover. And I was reminded that I was on a cover, I guess, with my Hendrick teammates a few years ago, the NASCAR Heat game. But this one feels different. It feels like it's a new wave, new game that's coming out. They've put a lot of work into it. iRacing has, and It's going to be a pretty cool game. I think everyone's pretty excited to get their hands on it.
Speaking of game, William, I get a chance to ask you this now. Your beard is spot on. I mean, you fill in every freaking crevice with that beard, especially look at this cover, man. Look at that beard, bro. Oh,
yeah.
When did you start to shave? Because, man, you've ever since we've been following you, buddy, you've had a killer freaking beard.
Thanks. No, everyone was like giving me for years that I couldn't grow a beard or that I was so young. And so I just kind of took it upon myself to like, hey, I know I can grow a pretty good beard. So my dad was not very for the beard at first. He liked the clean cut look. So I had to convince him, but it was one of those things. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go this route, and it's kind of stuck. So it's, it works, and it's pretty easy to, pretty easy. When you're putting the helmet on, it feels a little bit softer too. So that's nice.
Well, we've talked to Ryan Blaney about his cabbage and his lettuce. And he said he's basically been able to skirt the rules with Penske from time to time with that beard. Is there ever an issue with you and Mr. Hendrick?
No, I think all four of us have some sort of facial hair. So yeah, I don't know. It's always changing, right? Like the thing used to be to not, you know, always be clean cut. And then now it seems like everyone has some sort of facial hair. So it's funny how that works.
It is.
So you really can't call this a playoff beard, can you? Because you've had it all damn year.
I can. I've had it. Yeah. I think I can think of one week I shaved it off and felt pretty nice, but I felt very weird.
William, what name should I give you?
I mean, looks kind of like a baby face on that plushie, so I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of looks like Chris Buescher, man.
I can't really tell, but it definitely doesn't look quite like me, but good try.
Just call him Billy. How about just Billy? Little Billy. All right.
Wait, do you even like the name Billy?
It's okay. That's my dad's name.
Coming up next, his teammate Alex Bowman joins us here with the Freaks. Not a great finish for AB. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Now, what automobile do you have in the garage? I bet Lucas Oil could keep that thing fat and happy and on the road. From everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking, to agriculture, hot rods, classic cars, motorcycles, and marine, Lucas Oil has what you need to keep those engines, interiors, and exteriors looking like and running like they're supposed to be. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com, and find the perfect Lucas Oil product. Keep your rides on the road.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
This is Speed Freaks on Racer Select. General Tire is back with savings when you buy a new set of General Tires.
All you got to do is purchase a set of four qualifying General Tires, and then you get a General Tire prepaid MasterCard for $100 back in your pocket to spend for the holidays.
And when you do purchase that new set of General Tires, they got you covered for that wet fall travel and that snow travel in winter when you're headed to Grandma's.
For all the details on how to get that $100 prepaid MasterCard back in your pocket, go to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Freak Nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, before we get to Alex Bowman, General Tire wants to hand you up to $100. That's right, a $100 prepaid MasterCard when you buy four qualifying tires from General Tire. For more information, go to generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com. You've got up until the end of October to do this. Yeah, man. Up to $100 back with a MasterCard prepaid card when you buy four qualifying tires from our friends at General Tire. Alex Bowman. Yeah, he's running for, he's contending for a championship, but he's certainly not running like a championship contender. Didn't do well at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Alex Bowman now, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios. Alex Bowman, once again here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios, and we just shared with him that we just wrapped up an interview with four-time IndyCar Series champion Alex Palou, and you got some pretty nice things to say about Alex Palou, but not yourself, Bowman.
He's clearly the more talented Alex of the two Alexes. So, yeah, I don't know how many races he won this year, but felt like it was all of them, maybe all of them minus like three or four, but way more than me. So I've got some work to do for sure.
Alex Bowman joining us here in the Freak Nation in the playoffs. Alex Bowman joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Alex, we all saw what happened at Darlington, and out of the gate, man, it just, the 48 wasn't there. Before you lit that car up, excuse me, did you believe that your car was going to be shit, or did you think this car is dialed in?
Oh man. I think we all thought we were going to have a much better day than we did. You know, Saturday wasn't amazing, but our long run pace was okay. We had a lot of dirty air on Saturday in practice and kind of felt like we were in an okay spot with things. I was tighter than I wanted to be, but not horrible. You know, kind of missed it in qualifying a little bit, but you know, the field was super close in qualifying. So, you know, half a tenth or a tenth would have made, you know, a 15 spot swing. So yeah, when we fired it up, to answer your question, when I fired the car up on Sunday, I thought we were going to be okay. I didn't expect to go dominate the race, but I didn't expect to run 31st either. Mm-hmm. So, super frustrating, you know, all four of us, all, you know, my three teammates, we all struggled quite a bit. So, you know, unfortunately our day was a disaster from top to bottom, but all you can do on days like that is learn from it and keep digging. So, you know, it's a new week and we're all working hard to be better this week, and that's really all we can do.
Freak Nation, his name, Alex Bowman, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Alex, you look at the current playoff schedule, and we've asked Austin Dillon, Austin Cindric, a number of drivers, if they like the current playoff system, the track layout, all right? I'm not going to share with you what they said, but two questions. Do you like the spray of tracks for the current playoff system? And two, if there's something that Alex Bowman could change, not necessarily in his favor, but change for the playoffs to make it more fair that the champion is, for a lot of people say, legitimate, the best driver of the year, would you change anything with the current playoffs?
I think the tracks this year are definitely more difficult for our race team than they've been in previous years. You know, they're not tracks that probably fit us as well as some of the previous years have throughout the playoffs. But I mean, there's still really strong places for us here and there. But you know, last year I felt like, you know, every week was good racetracks for us. So that's a little different. So on that side of things, selfishly, I'm like, no, I don't like it. But I think it's good that it's different this year and that it's changing. I think it should always be rotating and kind of moving around and, you know, different tracks and different rounds and stuff like that. As far as what would I change? I'm a 36 week points structure type of guy. That's, you know, what I grew up watching. That's what I like the most. I think that's what rewards, you know, the entire body of work the most. But at the same time, I get why we have the playoffs. And I don't think having the playoffs makes the champion any less legitimate than a full season format or a different format. I just think I would rather have the full season format. I think I've seen the people that are trying to say that, like Joey's taking advantage of it, right? Because he struggled throughout the year last year, got one win, and then kicked all our ass in the playoffs.
Right.
That doesn't make him an illegitimate champion. Like,
thank you.
He has the system that we all have to work with, and he worked with it better than the rest of us. Like, that's, I don't think that makes it illegitimate. I think their cars are phenomenal at Phoenix, so they've got it worked out pretty well there. Obviously, you know, the last couple of years, but. Yeah, they've done a great job at it. I would just like 36 races and call it good.
I mean, let's just say another driver of the 48 had another type of system nailed. So, yeah, I mean, as long as you know what the format is going into the year, you don't have to like it, but you do have to play by those sort of rules. I want to ask you, because it seems to me like there are so many Cup drivers, in my opinion, more than on the other side, that truly want to go back to that 36 race format. Give me a champion from the entire season spread. Is there any sort of power in numbers with these discussions that are going on that you guys could just put your foot down as a big group and say, guys, let's give it another shot? Will they listen to you?
No, definitely not. Aww. 0% chance on that one. I don't think so, at least. You know, I think the playoffs are important in creating excitement. And I think, you know, we all want to sit here and think we're race car drivers and that this is some like extremely serious job that we do. And that, you know, the little details of being a race car driver are this super important thing. And to us and to people, you know, ingrained in the sport, they are. But at the end of the day, like, we're entertainers and we're creating entertainment, and our job is to entertain the fans. I think the playoffs create a lot of excitement and, you know, drama and animosity and, you know, moments that, yeah, you might get some of that in a 36 week championship. There have been, you know, times where it was really close all the way to the end. There's also sometimes you might not, and you might have the championship locked up two or three races before the end of the season. And I think there's people that really don't want that to happen. So I totally understand that. And even more so, like, I'm a dumb race car driver. Like, people way smarter than me decide what the championship format should be. So, I don't think it's going to go back to that. I think there are a chunk of us that would like that. And yeah, I'm on that side, but you know, I don't see it ever probably going back that way.
Alex, Sun Devil or Wildcat?
Well, that's a very complicated question.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm from Tucson, obviously. Mm-hmm. My mom's house was pretty close to U of A. A lot of Wildcat action down there. And then both my brothers went to ASU.
Oh.
So there's also that. So, yeah, I'm just like a non-committal, don't want to piss anybody off, right down the middle guy on that one.
You're riding the fence. I-10 freeway that goes between the two of them. That's Alex right there. But hold on. If you were given the chance, I'm trying to think if November, it may not happen here. Maybe it would be March. If you were given the chance before the Phoenix race, either spring or fall, to be a part of the curtain of distraction at ASU, would you do it?
Yeah, I mean, ASU, this is going to sound bad. I don't know what the curtain of distraction is, but it sounds really cool. All I know is ASU knows how to party way better than Tucson does.
Oh boy.
So if the curtain of distraction has something to do with that, yeah, probably.
Kind of.
Yeah,
it's all above board.
It's their basketball team, and it's how to basically distract the away team from shooting free throws. And they have random things that pop out of this curtain.
And Michael Phelps and nothing but his Speedo. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Well, I'm not doing that.
God damn it.
Nobody wants that.
All right.
You could come with money from your ally banks and just shoot off all this money. There you go.
Yeah.
With Alex's face on it. Yeah.
Hey, Bowman, thank you for doing this, man. Bristol's been kind of good to you, my friend. Hopefully Worldwide Technology Raceway, you step up there. But Bristol, man, it's there. It's there for the taking, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Man, you got to cheer for the guy. Such a nice cat. Alex Bowman here in the Freak Nation. Coming up next, Connor Zilich. Speaking of nice dudes, this guy's on a roll. Is he on a roll towards being the GOAT of racing? That's next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
This is Speed Freaks on Racer Select.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
General Tire is back with savings. When you buy a new set of General Tires,
all you got to do is purchase a set of four qualifying General Tires, and then you get a General Tire prepaid MasterCard for $100 back in your pocket to spend for the holidays.
And when you do purchase that new set of General Tires, they got you covered for that wet fall travel and that snow travel in winter when you're headed to Grandma's.
For all the details on how to get that $100 prepaid MasterCard back in your pocket, go to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Freak Nation.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back.
back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
This is Speed Freaks on Racer Select.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Coming up in a moment, Freak Nation, Connor freaking Zilich. Dude's on a roll, but first, our friends at General Tire want to say, hey, man, we want to give you $100. That's right. When you buy four qualifying tires from our good friends at General Tires now through the end of October, you're going to get up to $100 back with a MasterCard prepaid card. Need more information on how you can get $100 back when you get four General Tires? Go to generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com. We played this interview last segment. Last hour with Connor Zilich, and we're going to do it again because we know people come in and out of our radio show and in and out of the TV show that may have missed it. Connor Zilich, dude's on a freaking roll. Four Xfinity Series wins in a row. And we've been talking to the guy since he was 15, 16 years old. Regardless, Connor Zilich making a whole lot of noise and just might be on his way to be the GOAT. It's Connor Zilich right now. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studio. Freak Nation, he's back. We had him in here, I believe, when he was first 16 years old, maybe. But yeah, Connor Zilich is on a freaking tear in the Xfinity Series. 9 race wins for the year, 4 in a row, including Saturday night at Worldwide Technology Raceway. You want domination? Well, this dude deserved his burn down on the front stretch after that race win on Saturday night. You know, Crash and I are married. We have an 11-year-old daughter, and I'm somewhat the antithesis of my father. My father wasn't a grinder, wasn't an ass, but you could hear him from the stands in soccer and football. No, no, yelling at this. So I'm the antithesis of that with my daughter. She's in goal, taking shots to the face and all of this. I'm very positive for her. I could be critical, but in the right times. And it sounds like that's what you've got throughout the years. You didn't have the a-hole parents up in the stands or in the pits going, listen, a-hole, you should have had a top 5, not a top 7. Am I picking up what you're putting down there?
Yeah, 100%. And you know, my dad's been, you know, with me almost
every racetrack I've gone to, and you know, he told me this year he was going to come to 10 or 15 races, and he's been at all but one. So I think that tells you a lot about him. And you know, I remember there were times as a kid where he was, you know, yelling at me and telling me I suck, but you know, there was times that I did suck, so I deserved it. But you know, more times than not, he was just super supportive. And you know, he tried to teach me for as long as he could, and eventually got to a point where I told him, Dad, I think I know more than you at this point. And
That's the worst. I know.
He stopped giving me advice, you know, probably 5 years ago. So, you know, I remember when I was a kid, he used to be on the go-kart track and giving me signals, trying to tell me what to do from the grandstands. And yeah, it's funny. He's super involved in my life still. And, you know, I hope that we can keep that for a while.
Connor, I'm a big numbers guy. 14 straight top fives, 7 wins in your last 8 starts, 8 wins in your last 11 starts, and a 1.9 average finish in that span. Those numbers, that stat line, it harkens back to the prime Jimmy Johnson days, the prime Kyle Busch days. I know you weren't even like 5 years old during that time period, but for instance, even right now, Alex Plow in 2025, can you just appreciate what you're doing right now? And what does it mean to be associated with names like Kyle Busch and Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah, it's really cool. And I try not to look too much into it because I don't want to compare myself to Kyle Busch and Jimmy Johnson. You know, I'm still just a 19-year-old who hasn't even made a full season in the Cup Series yet or a full season at Xfinity yet, let alone. And you know, although those are the guys that I look up to and want to be like, and you know, I envy them and what they've done in the sport. You know, I just want to be myself and focus on what I'm doing each and every week. And it's cool to be related to them, but you know, I got a long way to go to get to where Kyle Busch and Jimmy Johnson are.
And finally, one thing I've noticed about you and I love so much, even more than your talent, is how much fun you have inside the race car, outside the race car. I was on pit road today. You're high-fiving team members, fans, and even sliding off the roof of the car. Like, just how much fun are you having right now, and how important is that for you, and how much does that aid in your success as a driver?
It's a lot of it, honestly. Having that just positive mindset, and you know, your team feeds off of it, and you know, if you show up to the track every week and you're miserable and mm-hmm. you know you are result driven, it can be very tough on everybody, and that's one thing that I've learned and tried to focus on, is to just try and be as, you know, as just positive as I can, and people feed off of that and they love it, and you know, I've learned that from a lot of people around me, and I've seen people and you know, have been around people who are like that, and it just it helps everybody. It raises all boats, and you know, I'm also a 19-year-old racing NASCAR. Like, how can you not be having fun?
Absolutely.
We'll end it with this, man. We've had an argument, it's just me just being the freaking old dude here. And you jumping into Cup kind of scares me. It just does, because what you're doing is bananas. And anything you jump in, and I don't know, like Jimmy and your whole team, they know you much better than I do, especially in a race car. Are you ready for that jump? Because you're crushing it here, but that's Ross Chastain, that's Kyle Busch, that's Kyle Larson, that's Blaney. Are you ready for that?
I don't think you're ever ready to make that jump to the Cup Series. Like, it's kind of just one of those things where you got to know that when you go into it, it's going to be a struggle, and you're going to have a lot of weeks where it's not fun. And, you know, it's just something you have to accept going into it.
But you're used to winning.
I know.
All the time. You're used to kicking ass.
It's going to be tough for sure. You know, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to win. I hope I win, but I'm not going to win starting out. And it's going to be a learning process, and I'm just going to have to try and stay as positive as possible and just try and get better each and every week, like I have this year. You know, I started out the year this year and I was good, but I wasn't anywhere like I've been in the last, mm-hmm. you know, 2 or 3 months. So, you know, if I can just get better every week and learn and grow as a driver and a person, then I think I'll be pretty satisfied.
Have you caught a buzz yet?
Man,
off of the champagne that's being poured.
I have not. No, I got another about year and a half until I can. So, you know, Jimmy would yell at me if I did, and he's keeping me straight.
Brother, every time you come in, I know this won't be the last time, but it's fantastic. And I think I said this last week, where you were kind of like our indie band, where we've had Connor early, you know, when he was TA2, and as Connor's breaking out, we're going, no, you don't know my little indie band. We saw him first, man. We saw him in the small clothes.
Yeah.
And now you're blowing up. So we've just got to force ourselves to appreciate what you're doing, that we're witnessing greatness,
man. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Can't
my
say it
indie
enough.
Band. My well, indie
he
band.
Is.
Yes, he is.
And I don't think you brought this up last hour, Cole. Again, when we interview teenagers here in the Freak Nation, we say, hey, what were you doing at 19? And Cole said this yesterday, something about, certainly wasn't Ty Gibbs.
That wasn't in regards to his maturity.
Yes.
The way he's so well put together and he speaks so well and he's so polished. Yeah, got guys like Ty Gibbs back when he was ruffling feathers in the Xfinity series. You know, very PC, but also very like brash and just, you know,
yeah,
it's a completely different level. It's insane.
I like the Zilich way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Much more appreciated.
But doesn't it internally, although you might fight it internally, you're going, if you're an a-hole, you root against that person. But and speaking of Ty Gibbs, you don't do that, of course, with Connor Zilich. He's such a great freaking guy.
It's a storyline in 2025. The fact that we've got drivers that can absolutely dominate their series and do it with respect.
Yeah.
It's Alex Palou and Connor Zilich. It's amazing what we're witnessing.
They both hold themselves like champions. That's the bottom line. Both of them.
Yep. Nailed it.
And when you see a guy like Connor Zilich, again, one of the things that, well, you saw in that bit, one of the things that Cole noticed was how he, after he hopped off his car, Cole, he went over, started high-fiving some of the fans in the pit box. It wasn't like, let's go straight over here and get this taken care of. It was like, let me soak this in a little bit and enjoy this victory.
Well, actually, that was pre-race.
So all right, pre-race. Whatever the hell it was.
Well, I
same damn thing, though, right?
It's cool because, because most of the time you have drivers that are very stern and very serious and getting in that competitor gladiator mode. Mm-hmm. But here he is, high-fiving fans, team members, and he's just having a good time. And it shows in the race car, and I think that really aids in success. Right. Same thing with Alex Palou, like Crash just said. He's always smiling, always having a good time. And look at what they're doing right now in 2025.
Look, man, I get psyched up just for a freaking little old 2-hour radio TV show, man. I don't want to talk to anybody, much less go over and high five a bunch of people that didn't wash their damn hands. All right. Freak Nation, it was a huge show. Thank you guys for making a part of it was a large show, Freak Nation. Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman, William Byron, of course, Connor Zilich here in the Freak Nation. Later.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
General Tire is back with savings when you buy a new set of General Tires.
All you got to do is purchase a set of 4 qualifying General Tires, and then you get a General Tire prepaid MasterCard for $100 back in your pocket to spend for the holidays.
And when you do purchase that new set of General Tires, they got you covered for that wet fall travel and that snow travel in winter when you're headed to Grandma's.
For all the details on how to get that $100 prepaid MasterCard back in your pocket, go to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Freak Nation. Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
This is Speed Freaks on Racer Select.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book?
We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.